Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll test our luck, celebrate the birthdays of Mort Dixon, George Olson, and Ozzie Nelson, and listen to this past week in recording history. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas for a business conference, but I did manage to get out and pull a few slot handles, and contrary to the usual pattern, I actually came home with more money than I left with. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about luck, beginning with Ted Lewis.
On my mind. No, won't you please be kind to me? Yes, sir. Oh, Lady Luck, don't give my hopes a rash, 'cause I'm just as happy. Oh, I'm as happy as I can be. Yes, sir. Oh, come on, stick around me for a while. Come on, show me. Show me, that's it, that's it. I want to see that golden smile. Oh, Lady Luck, oh, I knew you should, and I knew that you would be good to me. Oh, say, come on, stick around me. Stick around me for a while. That's it, that's it. Show me that big golden smile.
Thank you. be born at the same time as you. I was lucky to be born neath the same skies of blue. To think we're sharing the same moon above. Maybe someday we may share the same love. I was lucky that you didn't meet somebody else. I was lucky, for there might have been somebody else. Oh, what a lucky day, the day I hear you say you were lucky too.
Howard Lannan's Dance Orchestra, with the vocal by Irving Kaufman and De Silva Brannon Henderson's Lucky Day from June 29, 1926. Lucky Day was preceded by Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra and I Was Lucky. The vocalist on that January 17, 1935 recording was Louis Rapp. We started off that lucky set with Ted Lewis in his orchestra and Ted pleading with Lady Luck to please be good to him. The label of that August 22, 1929 Columbia recording points out that Lady Luck, written by Ray Perkins, is the talkie hit from Warner Brothers motion picture production Show of Shows. Show of Shows was an all-star review which cost $850,000 and featured most of Warner Brothers' stars of the time, with the notable exception of Al Jolson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of Mort Dixon. He served in the Army during World War I, directing the Army show Whiz Bang, which toured France after the war. Upon returning to the U.S., he began his musical career as a vaudeville actor, and in 1923, his first published song, That Old Gang of Mine, became a hit. He contributed to a number of Broadway scores, including The Laugh Parade, Sweet and Low, and Crazy Quilt, as well as almost 20 films. He collaborated with composers including Billy Rose, Ray Henderson, Harry Warren, Harry M. Woods, and Ali Rubel. Mort Dixon died on March 23, 1956, in Bronxville, New York. His catalog includes hits such as Bye Bye Blackbird, Bam Bam Bammy Shore, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain, River Stay Away From My Door, You're My Everything, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5-and-10-cent Store, and these.
There's nothing but that at night.
Back and I can take
a
ride
of parachute
back
in
the
moment when you wag your boo. The way they entertain with hoey, 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 hoey,
hoey
game.
Back and I can take a ride
of
parachute back in the
moment
when you wag your boo.
Oh, Fujiyama, you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boy.
Get up and go to Shiona, to Soda, Parada, Parada.
They kiss you and hug you nice. By jingo, it's worth the price.
Back and I can take a ride of parachute back in the moment when you wag your boo.
Carriage free, the horse is a Japanese.
Back and I can take it by the parachute, the back end, and we make it back, you
know. You know what? They sit you on the floor and splinter you galore.
Back and I can take it by the parachute, the back end, and we make it back, you know.
Oh, sweet Kimona, I tried to phone her, found the number in game. You just have to act your age,
or you wind up inside a cage.
Back and I can take it by the parachute, the back end, and we make it back, you know.
Quit this gun, but you need to find a seat. Do it, I've done it on. Now, when the girls jujitsu, seems like a boss hit you. Back and neck, I where the fellas shoot the back end, and we'll zigzag and zigzagging jazz. Thank you.
spend a day of cheer for every little tear we shed. Sweetheart, I see our happiness ahead. And there's a house beside a stream, exactly as our dream was said. Why don't we make light of our sorrows and smile till they are done? We've so many tomorrows to find our place in the sun.
When I hear the night wind sighing in a sing-song sycamore tree, I can find my silver lining when I see the moonlight shining in a sing-song sycamore tree. And when that clock in the hall starts in chiming, right up the stairs I'll be climbing. Then I'll soon be snugly resting like the bluebirds that are nesting in the sing-song sycamore tree.
Louis James and the Newport Society Orchestra, a Ben Selvin group, with In the Sing-Song Sycamore Tree, a Mort Dixon-Harry Woods collaboration recorded January 7, 1928. Before that, we heard from the Three Little Maids from Dixie, the Pickens sisters, Helen, Jane, and Patty, and Happiness Ahead from October of 1934. Happiness Ahead was written by Mort Dixon and Allie Rubel. The sisters were born in Macon, Georgia, into a musical family, and Jane Pickens received a master's from Juilliard. The sisters' big break came at NBC Radio when NBC was looking for a sister act to counter the Boswells, who were with CBS. The Pickens sisters sang together for just 5 years, but Jane went on as a single and soloist with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic and had her own radio show on NBC. She appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies in 1936 and 37, and in 1974 she unsuccessfully ran for Congress and spent her later years doing charity work. We began our tribute to Mort Dixon with Nat Ganella performing double duty on trumpet and vocal on Nagasaki, another Dixon-Warren collaboration from May 3, 1935.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Portland, Oregon, of George Olsen, O-L-S-E-N. He formed his first dance band, a six-piece group in which Olsen was drummer, in Portland in 1917. From there, he relocated to California, where he played in theaters and ballrooms. He was hired by Florence Ziegfeld to play in the musical comedy Kid Boots in New York, and other Broadway shows followed, including Whoopi, The Girlfriend, and Good News, as well as nightclub appearances at Jack White's 54th Street Club, The Rendezvous, and the Club Richmond. He achieved national fame with his Victor recording of Who in 1925, by which time the band had grown into a 16-piece orchestra, and featured vocalist Ethel Chatte, who would become Mrs. George Olsen. You may have heard me previously pronounce Ethel's name as Shutta, but this week I heard a recording of Ethel herself pronouncing her name, and it's Chatte. In the early 30s, the band returned to Los Angeles to play the Plantation Ballroom and make some movie shorts. After a final engagement at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago in 1951, George Olsen retired from band leading and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. He died on his birthday, March 18th, in 1971. Here's George Olsen.
Just as shaky and as nervous as a mouse. He said I was at a party, we broke up at four. When I woke up this morning, this is what I saw. Pink elephants on the table, pink elephants on the chair, pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants everywhere. I hit my head right in the bed and said a prayer. When I woke up again, what do you think was there? Pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on the wall. A lavender alligator was running around the hall. Now I'm through making whoopee, I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore. Pink elephants on the window, pink elephants on the sill. An elephant on the sideboard was kissing a whippoorwill. I saw a monkey dancing with a purple cow. The cuckoo came out of the clock and said, meow. Pink elephant on my trousers, pink elephant on my coat. A polka dot boa constrictor was shaving a billy goat. A beetle lay beside me and started in to snore. Oh, I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
funny. Who's the little honey? That's you, baby.
Take a blushing rosy and the cutest nosy.
Who's the little rosy? That's you, baby. You are perfection to a tee. After inspection, I can see you for me.
Take a bashful baby
and a little maybe. Who's a little baby? That's you.
Thank you.
Well, there you have four from George Olsen and his music. Last segment was devoted to Mort Dixon, but we began our tribute to George Olsen with another Mort Dixon-Harry Woods collaboration, Pink Elephants, from September 24, 1932. The vocalist was Fran Fry. Next, it was That's You, Baby, from March 22, 1929. The vocalist is credited on the label of that Victor record as Irwin McGee, which is usually a pseudonym for Irving Mills. That's You, Baby was followed by Blue Baby, Why Are You Blue, written by Raymond Clagas, Grace Green, and William Hayde. The vocal trio on that October 14, 1927 recording consisted of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. We finished up our tribute to George Olsen, which turned out to be in reverse chronology, with All For You, written by Arthur Freed. That was recorded January 22, 1926, and the vocal duo was Fran Fry and Bob Rice. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1907 in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, of Oswald George Nelson, better known as Ozzy. Ozzy Nelson was the youngest person ever to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout, which he accomplished at age 13. He went on to Rutgers University, where he was a star quarterback on the football team. He originally wanted to be a cartoonist, but after graduating from Rutgers, he entered law school. He led a band in order to pay for law school, but after graduating, he chose band leading as a career. In addition to leading the band, he composed songs and could play all the instruments in the band, with the exception of the trumpet. In 1932, he hired Harriet Hilliard as a vocalist, and they were married 3 years later. In 1944, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet debuted on radio, and after an 8-year run, switched to television for 14 years. Ozzy Nelson died on June 3, 1975. Here's Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra.
Thank you. I think you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic, and then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree, the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I wanna go mad, I wanna go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. 'Cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some.
If you didn't know, you probably would never guess that was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, June 23rd, 1935, and Tiger Rag. We started off with something a little more typical, But Where Are You?, written by Irving Berlin and sung there on January 14, 1936 by Harriet Hilliard. Then we heard from Ozzy himself on And Then Some from June 13, 1935. And Then Some was written by Tot Seymour and V. Lawnhurst.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Don Bester and his orchestra.
Thank you. All the rest can go where they want to go, but I know that I've got a dainty waiting for Kate, Kate, Katie here. I may miss a lot, but I'll tell you what, there's a time when I'm never lazy, waiting for Kate, Kate, Katie dear. Our appointment was for 7, it's 7:15. If she's not here by 11, then I'll simply have to wait. Oh, my new shoes hurt and my collar's tight, but I'll stand all night and I'll wait, waiting for Kate, Kate, Katie, waiting for Kate, Katie.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Don Bester and his orchestra and Maurice Cross, who were waiting at the gate for Katie, K-A-T-I-E. Waiting at the Gate for Katie was written by Gus Kahn and Richard Whiting and was recorded March 22, 1934. Next, it was Len Maurice with Will Quantrell and his Tivolians and Breeze. Breeze was written in 1919 by Ballard MacDonald, Joe Goodwin, and James F. Hanley. Tivolians in Will Quantrell and his Tivolians refers to the Tivoli Theatre circuit in Australia, which was begun by Harry Rickards in 1893 when he leased the Garrick Theatre in Sydney and began presenting minstrel shows and vaudeville and variety acts. Although he played in Melbourne and Brisbane, Will Quantrell played primarily at the Sydney Tivoli from 1914 to 1932. Katie was a pretty popular girl because not only were Don Bester and Maurice Cross waiting for her at the gate, but Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians were also waiting for her on March 22, 1928. Waiting for Katie, K-A-T-Y, was composed by Ted Shapiro with the lyrics by Gus Kahn, who you will remember also co-wrote Waiting at the Gate for Katie. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.